Talk About on Radio Kerry with Deirdre Walsh.
Hello there, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Monday on the Talk About programme. This is Deirdre Walsh back with you after a bit of a break last week, and a big thank you to Mary Gallagher for keeping the seat warm and doing a great job of keeping you all entertained on Talk About while I was away. Now, you might have heard in the news today that Iron Road Éireann is set to introduce a quieter carriage on its Houston to Cork services as and from today. Now, the quieter carriage is being reintroduced both to improve services for customers with sensory issues, but also to provide choice to all customers following public feedback. We've got Jane Cregan from Iron Road Éireann on the line to tell us more about this. Jane, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Deirdre. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I think the issue of providing a quieter space for people with sensory issues, that's fairly self-explanatory. But was it also, from the feedback you got, that you got the impression that some people weren't very happy with the noise on the trains?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, there are, as you said, for people with sensory issues, it is fairly self-evident. But I suppose there is also a cohort of people, you know, that may not want to listen to the minute details of other people's lives on mobile phones, or, you know, have devices, other devices being used near them, or people, you know, having long, loud conversations. So I suppose this was feedback that we received, that people would like a quieter carriage where they could go if they wish to just listen to some music quietly, or watch a movie, or sleep, or do some work, and that was away from too much other kind of distracting noise.
Okay, so you say public feedback. So did you actively seek the feedback from the public, or was it just something you noticed was coming
through? No, we had noticed that there was a lot of feedback coming in. Obviously, we did have these quiet carriages in 2018, and we withdrew them up to 2018. We withdrew them because there was some capacity issues, and also we weren't able to, our booking engine on our website at that time was not able to facilitate the bookings. So whereas now we have bookings available online for this carriage, but also we have branded the carriage very distinctly, so people will be aware that this is a quiet carriage and that that's what you're entering if you choose to travel on this, or indeed if you book on this carriage.
Okay, and how will it work? I mean, can you give us an idea of what is allowed and what isn't permitted in a quiet carriage?
So I suppose we have no problem with people using devices such as laptops, or iPads, or indeed their phone, but with earphones in, if they're watching something or answering emails or whatever that may be. But we would ask that people would not be speaking on their mobile phones. And also, it's no problem if you want to speak quietly every now and then to whoever your companion is. But again, having, you know, full-scale conversations or having a meeting, etc., would not be appropriate in this quieter carriage.
The only thing that struck me, though, is it wouldn't be difficult to police it, because, I mean, I presume you, in order to adhere to the whole theory of quietness, you'd have to have somebody walking through the carriage guaranteeing that everyone is sticking to the rules in the quiet carriage.
So we do have a host on board of all of our Dublin to Cork services. So, you know, the host will be there to assist in ensuring that there is enforcement of the quietness in the quieter carriage. But also we believe there will be an element of self-policing in this as well. You know, if you come into this carriage because you want a bit of quietness and somebody else is not adhering to that, I think it's not unreasonable to ask them, you know, please keep it down or move to another carriage if you wish to continue your conversation or the use of your phone.
And when you last operated the quiet carriages in 2018, Jane, how did it work out and what was the feedback like?
So, by and large, we had a large amount of compliance with the whole policy. So, you know, we anticipated that would be the same this time around. When it was withdrawn, you know, there was a lot of unhappiness amongst people in the neurodiverse community, you know, who benefited from the quietness of the quieter carriage. So we have an accessibility users group that features people with all sorts of disabilities, and people with hidden disabilities were particularly anxious that this will be brought back in again, and those also who have sensory issues were very happy to see this quieter carriage being once again reintroduced on the service.
And just to come back to something that came up on the show a few months back, Jane, if you're in a carriage that, say, isn't a quieter carriage, you happen to be in a regular carriage, and there's people, you know, having really loud conversations or listening to their music on their phones in a really loud way, is there anything you can do aside from maybe ask them and appeal to their good nature that they might turn it down?
You know, I suppose unless you're acting in a way that's threatening or abusive, you know, there probably isn't a whole lot we can do, you know, but I think by and large people are reasonable, and if someone says, look, could you mind just keeping it down a little bit, or could you put on your earphones while you're watching whatever it is on your iPad, I think the majority of people, you know, are compliant with that, and we'll understand that it's public transport, you're with other members of the public, and that you should have some, you know, respect and mindfulness that other people, you know, may not want to be, you know, involved in whatever conversation that you're having, or may not want to listen to your particular type of music or watch Peppa Pig or whatever it is on at the time, you know.
Yeah, of course, it's just modern living, isn't it, that people, you can watch Netflix now on your phone, and if you're going from Tralee to Dublin, you could watch a movie on your phone or whatever, and it's kind of the downside of modern technology, isn't it?
Yeah, but I suppose it is if people don't use it in a thoughtful way, but then in the other side of the thing, isn't it a lovely thing to think you could get on the train in Tralee and watch a whole movie, you know, by the time you get to Houston, or, you know, like watch, binge away on some Netflix series that you want to watch or something. So I suppose it gives people great choice, and it makes the train an attractive option for people as well. But yeah, you're right, there can be times people just don't think, and we would appeal to everyone who travels with us just to think of others, and, you know, to be mindful if you are using these devices, you know, to keep them the volume at a level that's acceptable, and also to use headphones, you know, when you're watching or listening.
Yeah, and of course, just to come back to the quieter carriages, did you say already, Jane, just to clarify, did you say that people are encouraged to speak at a lower volume when they're in the quieter carriages?
Exactly, and I mean, you know, we wouldn't be saying anyone to have a Zoom call, because with the best will in the world, as far as I can see, everyone roars on Zoom calls. So, you know, that type of thing. You know, that, like, if you are speaking to somebody with you, obviously there's no speaking ban, but just to be mindful to keep your voice low, and to be respectful of others who may not want to have, you know, details of your conversation, or also may just want to sleep, or you may have a sensory issue and like to have a quieter environment.
Okay, so just finally, this came in today on the Houston to Cork service.
Yes.
Will it affect trains in and out of Kerry as of yet? Will it be available?
So I suppose people who are, the majority of services to Kerry are change at Mallow. So, you know, if you wanted to book this service, when you're booking from Kerry, if you book Coach G on the Cork leg of your journey, that's the quiet carriage, you can do that. And it's not 100% necessary for you to book the quiet carriage. I mean, if there are seats there and you fancy it on the day and there's no names over the seats, you're welcome to sit in the carriage. We don't have plans at present to bring it on to Kerry Direct services. Obviously there's not as many of those, and there wouldn't be the same level of capacity that we would have on the Cork service, but I suppose, you know, maybe you'd have your quiet time by the time you get to Mallow, and maybe you'd like to have a chat then after you get off in Mallow.
Exactly. And a couple of people are texting in as well, Joan, wanting to know, or sorry, I beg your pardon, Joan was texting in wanting to know, Jane, when will the
challenge, that, to be fair.
From Joan to Jane. Joan wants to ask Jane, when will the dining services and the snack services be back, or is there any update?
Yeah, so I suppose we desperately want to get the catering service back up and running as well. A lot of people might not be aware, you know, the reason that it was withdrawn was because our previous provider could no longer fulfill the contract that we had with them because of the rise in the cost of goods, and also the problems with staffing. So we're out to market at the moment to try and find another provider, but we're finding that the same challenges that our previous provider had, you know, is the same for others in this market. So, you know, it's not just a case that we let people put their trolleys on the train and they can, just work away at will. We actually have to have a contract where we pay them a certain amount to provide the service, and then obviously they get a revenue from the items that they sell as well. But at the moment, the costs are you know, significant, and we're working with the National Transport Authority to come up with a solution, you know, that will bring catering back onto the trains. And we're confident that in the new year, we should be in a position to make an announcement that we will have catering back on the trains.
Oh, okay. So in the meantime, bring your flask and sandwiches, I guess.
Bring your flask and your sandwiches, yeah.
Well, it'll be lovely to have a quiet space on the train anyway, following today's announcement. Jane, we'll leave it there, but thank you so much for joining
lovely.
Us.
Thanks, Deirdre.
All the best.
You.
Bye-bye. That is Jane Cregan there from Éireann Road Éireann with the latest news from the company, which is that they've introduced the quieter carriage on Houston to Cork services. And some of you might recall on the programme a few weeks back, I think it was around perhaps September, we heard from a listener who was giving out yards about the noise on the train. I can't remember what train it was. I think it might have been the Cork to Tralee train, but they were saying that there was somebody, there was one person watching something on Netflix at full volume, even though they had their headphones on. Everyone else in the carriage had to listen to it as well. And there was more people shouting and roaring and listening to loud music. So that is good news, at least. If not on the dining front, at least on the quietness front, that if you are planning a rail journey anytime soon, you can take the option of going into the quiet carriage. Now, as I mentioned, a listener called Joan was in touch, and she rang to say she misses the snacks and dining services on trains and would like to know when they will return. She recalls the days when she had her breakfast en route to Dublin and her steak and chips en route home in the evening. Yes, I remember those days as well. And you know what? I'm going back a good few years now, but Irish Rail used to always have fantastic fry-up, like a good Irish breakfast with loads of rashers and sausages and everything. And there was a time that if you went into the dining carriage and you booked your table in the dining carriage, you could have your dinner there or your breakfast or whatever, and they would leave you there. You didn't have to get out of it. If you were lucky, they'd leave you there all the way home, and there were much nicer seats and much quieter carriages. So hopefully those days will come back. Please God, we'll keep our fingers crossed for those of you who use the train regularly. Okay.